The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Ara Ta'anit, Daf Yud Het. Today's Daf is being studied Le'alu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden Amen. Today's Daf is being studied Le'fuas Shilema Eliyahu Hayim Ben Sofia Shafia. Ella Refanalo Betoch Sha'archo Le'amu Israel Amen. We begin today's Daf on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, and we begin three lines from the bottom. Amar Mor Mitemanya Be Ad Sof Mu'ada Itotav Hagad Shvu'aya. We said that from the eighth day of Nisan until the end of the holiday, so these days were considered holidays that what? Delol Limispad, that one cannot eulogize on these days. Why? Because it was during these days where the Hachamim debated the Baitosim regarding the holiday of Shavuot, which means the Baitosim, they wanted to say that Shavuot should be on a Sunday, based on their interpretation of the Pasuk, Usfartem Lachem and Mahorat HaShabbat. However, the Hakamim, they proved to them that the Mahorat HaShabbat is not a Sunday, but it is indeed the second day of Pesach, and you count 49 days from then, the 50th day would be Shavuot. So that debate took place between the 8th of Nisan and the end of Pesach, and it was resolved, Hachamim won the debate. So the rabbis made a holiday, Delol Mispad. So the Gemara says, Lama li ad sof mo'ed, what do you have to tell me that the holiday of Megillat Ta'anit went until after the holiday? Lema ad ha-mu'ed, just say until the holiday. U'mu'ed gufei yom tovu ve'asur. Anyway, the holiday of Pesach is asur. So just say from the 8th to the holiday. What did you have to say? Including the holiday. Pesach is asur anyway, be'esped. Amar ha-papa keda amar rav. Like we said above on yesterday's daf, lo nitzlicha elan le'esor yom shelefanav. But just like we said above, that the reason why we picked the days of Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th, which we said was also a holiday, that was the holiday where the rabbis succeeded in the debate against the Siddukim that wanted to say that you could bring the Korban Tamid Shel Shahar from private money. So there was a holiday from 1 to 8. So the Gemara said, what do you have to say 1? 1 is Rosh Chodesh. So he said, no, by using it as a day of Megillat Ta'anit, it's Oser the day before it, the 29th. Hakanameh, so to over here, lo nitzcha ela le'esur yom shel aharav. So we needed to say that these days of Pesach are asur for Megillat Ta'anit, because now the day after will be asur as well. Which means, if you remember, we said that days that are asur from the Torah, those days themselves are asur, but the day before and the day after are permissible. But if it's days that are asur mid Rabbanan, so the day after will be asur as well, as well as the day before, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosei, like we'll see now. So therefore the Gemara is coming along to say that what? That the reason why Hakamim had to osir from the 8th, including the holiday of Pesach, because now since they're asur from Megillat Ta'anit, which is Rabbanam, the day after Pesach will also be asur. So Gemara says, Keman k'Rabbi Yosei, de'amar ben lefanav ben aharav asur. This is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosei that says that the days before the days of Megillat Ta'anit and the days after are asur as well. So now the Gemara has a question. For that matter, then on the 29th day of Adar should also be asur. Meaning, we said that the reason why the 29th of Adar is asur, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day before that day of Megillat Ta'anit. Why do you have to say that reason? Let's just say that the reason why it's asur is because it's the day after the 28th of Nisan. Because on the 28th of Nisan, it's also one of the days of Megillat Ta'anit, like we'll see now. Tanya be'isrim v'temanya be'ata b'sultat taftal Yehuda'e. On the 28th of Adar, there was good news that came to the Jewish people, de lo ya'idun min oraita, that that they do not have to stop learning Torah. Shepam ahat nigzera gezera al Yisrael shelo yasku b'Torah. There was a gezera decreed against the Jewish people that should not study Torah, v'shelo yamulu et b'nehem, and they should not circumcise their children, shehalelu Shabbatot. They should be mechalel the Shabbat. Ma asa Yehuda ben Shamua l'chaverav. So what did Yehuda ben Shamua and his friends do? Halchu v'natlu etza mematronita ahat. They went to a lady, a mistress, ahat. She called gedolei Romi mitzrin etza. All the hierarchy of all the hashuvim of Rome were by her, so she knew private information. Amra lahem, amdu vehafginu. Go and protest. Make a protest. Balayla alchu vehafginu. And so that night they went, they protested against the government. Balayla amru, they said, Eshamayim, which means, woe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Gezerot Kashot that came to them. And then they said to the Goyim, Lo achim anachnu, are we not brothers? Lo bene av echad anachnu, are we not from the same father? Lo bene em achat anachnu, are we from the same mother? Ma nishtanu mikol uma velashon, why are we different than any nation? Sheatem gozim alel gezerot ra'ot, that you are decreeing upon us gezerot ra'ot, which means they were trying to say that really the Jewish people, they are from the same lineage, which means, don't we all descend from Abraham Avinu? And Abraham Avinu had Ishmael. Actually, he was referring to Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Yitzhak Avinu, he had Yaakov and Esav. So he says, we come from the same father. We're actually brothers. And therefore, why do you pick on us and give us all these gezerot ra'ot? So Gemara says, ubetelum. When the Goyim heard this, they broke the gezerah. They nullified it. On that day, the rabbis made a Yom Tov. And that was the 28th of Adar. So therefore, according to the B'Yoseh, that not only does the 28th of Adar become Asud, the day after also becomes Asud, the 29th. So why did you have to say the 29th is Asud? Because it's the day before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is also a Megillat Ta'anit day. Just say that it's Asud because of the 28th. And therefore the 28th is a holiday. And therefore the 29th also would be a holiday. And therefore you didn't have to count Rosh Chodesh. You could have started those holidays of the Korban Tamid from the 2nd of Nisan. You didn't have to start from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to say the day before. Because the day before is anyway Asur, because it's the day after the 28th. Amar Abaye, lo nitzlecha ela lechodesh me'ubar. Yes, we need it for a case where the month of Adar is me'ubar. Well, let's say they made the month a 30 day. So therefore, you're right, the 28th is a holiday. But the Romans, m'mivatel the gezerah. So that would also say the 29th. But now let's say it was a Chodesh Me'ubar where there's 30 days in Adar. So you need Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be Asur for Megillat Ta'anit, because now it'll Oser the day before, which is the 30th. So for a Chodesh Me'ubar, we benefit by having Rosh Chodesh Nisan Asur. So that day also will become Asur as well. Now she gives another interpretation of what Chodesh Me'ubar means. So when you have two Adarim, for example in the leap year, one of them is Maleh and one of them is Hasir. Actually, let's say the first one is Hasir, is a 29 day, and the second one is a 30 day. So therefore, in that case, we have a leap year, you're going to need the first day of Adar, of Nisan, to be Asur, because of Megillat Ta'anit, in order to Osir the day before, which is the 30th. Rav Asher Amar, afilu tema lechodesh Hasir. Rav Asher comes along and says, no, I can even tell you it's talking about a regular 29 day month. Kol shelaharav b'ta'anit Asur behesped. Kol shelaharav b'ta'anit Asur Besbed mutar vezeo ilu mutal ben shnei yamim tovim asau kiyom tov atzmo vafilu besbed name asur. So the explanation, he says like this: any day that the day after, which means kol shelaharav, comma, any day that's after the days of Megillat Ta'anit, betanit asur, it's only asur on Ta'anit, besped mutar, which means, even if, let's say, the day itself, the holiday, the 28th of Adar, is asur betanit, it's asur behesped, but they weren't so strict on the day after. So for the 29th would only be asur b'ta'anit, but not b'hesped. However, but since this day, the 29th, is sandwiched between two yamim tovim, meaning between the 28th and the 1st, asau ki yom tov atzmo, so they treat it like a yom tov itself. Even with hesped, it's going to be asur as well. So that's why you need to say that the 1st of Nisan is going to be asur, because the 1st of Nisan is asur b'shum, that's the holiday of the Korban Tamid that the Hakimim established against the Siddukim, and the 28th was asur because that was the holiday that the Romans broke the Gezerah against the Jewish people. The 29th is sandwiched in between, so therefore it's going to be asur not only betanit but even hesped. Amar mor mitemanya be'atzof mo'adaya itotav hagad shivuaya delo lemispat. Amara says, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, that already, the holiday of Shavuot was established, meaning the rabbis were victorious in the debates against the Tzedukim, and therefore they made a gizzard out of the rabbis that want no eulogizing on those days. Why do you have to say, from the 8th of Nisan, lema mitishabe, started from the 9th, mitimanya gufe asudavile yumad itukam betimida. Didn't we say above that the 8th day already was asufa migilat tani, because that was one of the days that the debate went on and the rabbis were victorious with the Korban Tamid. So the 8th day is asud already. So why do you have to put the 8th day with the Shavuot holiday debate? Just put 9 to the end of Pesach. Why did you have to include 8? So Gemara says, kevan di'ilu mikla milta ubatlina lishivat, which means, let's say, chas v'shalom, the rabbis who had the ability to override the days of Megillat Ta'anit. Let's say after there was a Gezeran B'nai Israel. So the rabbis had the ability to now come along and say that these days will resort to become fast days. So let's say the rabbis wanted to mivatil the first 7 days of Nisan and say, because of a certain Gezeran, we're going to fast. They have the ability. However, Timanya Gufe Asud, they would not have the ability to mivatil the 8th of Nisan. Which means because the 8th day is a double holiday. Not only is it the 8th, the last day of the holiday of the Tamid, but it's also the 1st of Shavuot. So even if they wanted to mivatel the Yamim Tovim of the Korban Tamid, and let's say they would make one unit, they want to mivatel the whole unit, they cannot mivatel the 8th day, because the 8th day is part of another unit, it's part of the unit of Shavuot debate. And therefore, even if they wanted to mivatel the Korban Tamid as one unit, let's say 1 to 8, they wanted to mivatel it, you can't mivatel 8. Because 8 is part of another unit. It's part of the unit of the holidays for the debate against Shavuot. So that's the dafka mina, why you had to have the 8 asud in both units, just in case the mivatel 1, 8 will still be asud. Kavzi Gabbanan says, Hashtad atit la'acheh, once already you're giving such a sevara, v'esrim v'tishcha nameh, the 29th day, kevan di'ilu mikla minta batlin el yasim v'temanya, v'esrim v'tishcha gufeh asud avinu yomah, so the Gemara says, based on this logic, we can say like this. The reason why the Hakamim had to osir the 29th, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because just in case they mivatel the 28th, because the 28th we said is a holiday, just in case they mivatel the 28th, still the 29th will be asur, because it is still the day before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the day that the debate on Korban Tamid began. So therefore the Maaseh, we had to tell us that the 29th is asur because of the day of Rosh, the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because they, in the event that they undid the 28th of Adar, and they resorted it back to a fast day, still the 29th would be asur. Itmar, if Chaya Barasei Amar Rav, Halakha, can it be Yosef? The Halakha follows the Yosef that says what? That both Lefanav asur and Acharav asur as well. That both the day before and the day after is asur. Shmuel Amar, Halakha, can it be Meir? That said what? That only the day before is asur, but the aharav is mutar. Incidentally, that was our Mishnah Shita as well, because that Mishnah follows the Bimir. So again, the Bimir says only lefanav asur, but leaharav mutar. Umi amar Shmuel achem. Did Shmuel say this? Ve'atanya, we have a bright Rabban Shmuel Gamliel Omer. Umar tamud omar behon behon shete pa'amim. If you look in Megillat Ta'anit, it says over there delo lehit'ana'a behon, that there are certain days you cannot fast on them. Umiksaton delo lemispar behon, and certain days you cannot fast on them. Now the Hakamim are being doresh the word behon, behon, on these days, implying that it's an exclusionary terminology, that on these days you can't fast, on these days you can't eulogize, implying other days you can. So he says, lomar lecha, she'en asurim, that they are asur. However, lefnehem u'lachareem, mutarim. that only those days themselves of Megillat Tanit are asur b'Tanit v'hespid, but the days before and after are mutar. V'amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and this was said by Rabban Shimon Gamliel, this diuk of Behon Behon, and Shmuel subscribed to that opinion. So how could you tell me he holds halacha k'Rabbi Meir? We see clearly that he holds it's like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, that lefanav and arav is mutar, that only on the day themselves is asur. So Gemara says Meikara Savar originally held k'Ban de lekatana de mechal k'Rabbi Meir amad halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Originally, Shmuel thought that the Bimeir was the most lenient opinion. He thought that the most lenient opinion is the Lefanav Asul Aharav Mutas. Therefore, he said, I'm going to take the most lenient opinion. However, Kevan, the Shemael, Rabban Shimon, and Gamliel, the Mekel, Tefer, but once you heard that there was a Shitav, Rabban Shimon, Gamliel, that's even more Mekel, that says the Fanav Mutal, Aharav Mutar as well. Amar Halacha, Rabban Shimon, Ben Gamliel, Vechen, Amar Bali, Bali is the name of a Tana, Amar Bihaya, but Abam Rabbihon, Halacha, Kirbi Yoseh. That says what? Lefanav and Aharav Asur. Amar Rabbi Haya le Bali. Rabbi Haya told Bali, Asbira lach, I'll explain it to you. Ki Amar Rabbi Yohanan lach Rabbi Yoseh. That which Rabbi Yohanan said, because he was quoting Rabbi Yohanan, he said, Rabbi Yohanan said al chaz Rabbi Yoseh. So he comes along, Rabbi Haya says, hold it. Bali, let me explain to you. When Rabbi Yohanan said al chaz is like Rabbi Yoseh, he said it, Adelo lehit ana'a. He said it on the days that are asur to fast, which means halakha can be on days that are asur to fast, meaning the day before is asur and the day after is going to be asur as well. Those are only the days that are asur to fast. However, on the days that are asur behesped, halakha does not follow Rabbi Yoseh. That says the fanav and the harav are asur. Ela, it's going to hold like Rabbi Meir. That's going to say the fanav asur and the harav mutar. So therefore, Rabbi Hiya came along over and explained that which Rabbi Yohanan said halakha is like Rabbi Yoseh. It's only on the fast days that were asur the day before and the day after. However, on the eulogizing days, which are more stringent, hakamim only were asur the day before and not the day after. So therefore, that would be like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, "Mi amar Rabbi Yohanan achem? Did Rabbi Yohanan say this that lefanav is going to be asur like Rabbi Yoseh on the fast days?" The amar Rabbi Yohanan halakha kestam mishnah. He said that the halakha follows a stam mishnah. Vitnan, and we have a mishnah in Masechet Megillah. Afapisha amru makdimin velo acharin. Even though we said in the Mishnah that the Megillat Esther, you're able to read it earlier, meaning earlier than the 14th day, but you're not allowed to read it past the 15th of Adar. Mutarim be'esped v'ta'anit. Even though, let's say, certain cities or villages are going to read the Megillah early, before the 14th, which is the primary holiday. The 14th is for cities that are not walled, and the 15th is for cities that are walled. From the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they would read the Megillah on the 15th. However, villages would read it earlier. And even though they're reading it before the 14th, halakha says that those days are mutar behesped v'ta'anit. Meaning, even though they're celebrating it as Purim, reading the Megillah, they're reading it behekdem, like we'll see now, it's still mutar behesped v'ta'anit. So the Gemara says, emat. What's the case? When are we talking? Ilema b'nei hamisad. If we're talking about the people of the 15th, meaning the people that have come from walled cities, v'kakaru le'ba'ar b'yisad, and they're reading it early, meaning they read the Megillah on the 14th, and that's what the Rabbi Yohanan is telling me, that what? That the 14th is mutar behesped v'ta'anit. Can be. Umishare ve'aketi b'migilat ta'anit. It says b'migilat ta'anit yom arba'a asar bo ve'yom hamisha asar bo. The 14th and the 15th of Adar yome furaya enun. These are the days of Purim. De'lo le'mispad behon. And it is forbidden to eulogize on those days. Ve'amar abba lo nitzlecha ela. The only reason why migilat ta'anit had to tell me this, because it's redundant. I know from migilat ta'anit you can't fast on these days and eulogize. The pasuk says it's mishte yom b'simcha. Why would migilat ta'anit have to tell me about Purim? So it says, Ela le'esor et shelze bazeh ve'et shelze bazeh, to come and tell me that the 14 of 15 are asur for each other, meaning a person from a unwalled city still is asur to eulogize and fast on the 15th, as well as somebody from a walled city is asur on the 14th. So 14 and 15 vaday is asur ve'esped. So the Rabbi Yohanan cannot have been talking about a 15er reading it on the 14th, because that is clearly asur ve'esped v'ta'anit. And it's asur for both people. The people of the walled city are asur on the 14th, the people from the unwalled city are asur on the 15th. So the Gemara says, ve'ela, what's the case where we're talking about where you're reading it early? Bene arbisar, it's the 14th people, the kakaru le betlesar. Let's say they're going to read the Megillah on the 13th. For example, Let's say the 14th comes out on a Tuesday. If the 14th comes out on a Tuesday, the people in the villages would read the Megillah on the previous Monday, which is the 13th. Because the Halakha says in the second Megillah that people living in the villages, they would come in on Mondays and Thursdays because that was the day where the Beit Din would sit. So therefore the Hakamim were lenient on them that they do not have to read the Megillah on the 14th. When they're in on Monday, which is the 13th, they're able to read the Megillah. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yohanan was saying. If the people of the 14th, meaning the cities, they came along and they read the Megillah on the 13th, meaning on Yom HaKinisa, which is the Monday before. So even though they're reading it early on the 13th, those days are permissible. Be'espet v'ta'anit. The Gemara says can't be. Yom Nikanoru. That day was called Yom Nikanor. It's a holiday in itself. And we know you cannot be maspid and mit'ani on that day. The Gemara will explain to us what Yom Nikanor is in a moment. Ve'ela must be what? Bene arbisar ve'kakarile betresar. It must be, let's say, Purim fell out on a Wednesday, the 14th that is. And therefore, these people would read 2 days before when they're in on Monday, which would be the 12th. Ve'kakarile betresar. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, that on that 12th, it's mutar besped v'ta'anit. Can't be. Yom Torainusu. It's another holiday called Yom Torainus, which we'll see in a second. Ela la, la'at must be, dekakaru behadisar. Must be that they're reading the Megillah on the 11th, which means, must be, let's say the 14th fell out on a Sunday, so they would read on the previous Thursday, which is indeed the 11th. Vekatani, and what does it say? Mutar besped uptaanit. So the 11th is mutar besped v'ta'anit. Even though we just said that on the 12th was a holiday. The 12th was Yom Torainus. And therefore, the Chaura, the day before, should also be Asur. Which means, if you're telling me, according to this opinion, which is, Rabbi Yohanan is talking over here, he said, like the Stam Mishnah. And according to the Stam Mishnah, it's clearly telling me that on the 11th, which we're understanding now, is going to be mutar besped v'ta'anit. What are you talking about? According to Rabbi Yohanan Talakha follows Rabbi Yoseh. And if he follows Rabbi Yoseh, the day before is going to be Asur. The day before the 12th, which is the 11th, is going to be Asur as well. So again, the Gemara says, again, we read inside again. Ve'ela b'nei arbisar ve'kakari le'betresar. It's talking about where the 14th, I'm sorry, we go further. Ela lav ve'kakari le'bahadisar. We're talking about where they read the Megillah on the 11th, which is the day before Torainos. Ve'ketani mutar besped v'ta'anit. And what does it say? It's mutar besped v'ta'anit. So what do you see over here? We have a Stam Mishnah that clearly says that you're allowed to fast on the day before a holiday of Megillat Ta'anit. And according to the Halakha, the Yohanan said, Halakha, Stam Mishnah. So how could the Bihiyat say that Rabbi Yohanan was posek like Rabbi Yoseh, that when it comes to fast days, Lifnehem is Asur? What do you mean he was posek like Stam Mishnah, and we see Lifnehem is Mutar? Gemara says, La. No, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. B'nei arbi'asar v'kakaru le'betresar. So talking about the case where it's the 14th, the people of the 14th, and they're reading the Megillah on the 12th, which means the 14th, let's say, fell out on a Wednesday. So therefore, they're reading the Megillah on the 12th. Ah, udekamart, yom torainosu. And that which you said, that the 14th is considered Yom Torainos, therefore it's a holiday. Yom Torainos gufe betole bateluhu. Tachamim, they were mevatel, they nullified Yom Torainos. Huil v'nehergu bo, because on that day Hasidim passed away. Which Hasidim? Shemaya v'achaya achiv. Which we will see that in a moment, who they were. And therefore, since they were mevatel it, therefore that was the case we were talking about over there. And that's why it's mutar behesped on that day. Because again, if they read on the 11th, it's not the day before the 12th anymore. Because the 12th, which was Yom Torainos, was nullified by the Hachamim. Like the Gemara gives an example. Ki had Rav Nachman gazar ta'anita betresar. The story over there, Gemara says, Rav Nachman was gozer, a ta'anit on the 12th. That was Yom Torainos. Amr al-Rabbanan, Yom Torainosu. אמרו יום תוריינוס גופה בתולה בתלוהו והיא ונהרגו בו שמעיה ואחיה אחיו. They said no, יום תוריינוס already is batel because of שמעיה and his brother were killed on that day, like we'll see in the Gemara. So that's a proof that Yom Toranus was batel. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Even if you want to say that they mivatel Yom Toranus, tipuk le davile yom shelifne nikanor, which means still it should be asur to fast even on the 12th, even though they mivatel Yom Toranus, but the 12th is the day before the 13th, and the 13th we said is Yom Nikanor, and therefore it should be asur because it's the day before Nikanor. ואמר הוושה, so the Vashay answered that, השתא, איהו גופה בטלוהו, משום יום ניקנור, ניקום ונגזר, which means if you מבטל the actual day itself, יום תוריינו is the עיקר holiday itself, they מבטל. So certainly the day before, which is the day before יום ניקנור, certainly we're not going to treat it with a stringency that you have to be אסור to fast, because it's the day before ניקנור. We מבטל the עצם holiday, which means if יום תוריינו itself was מבוטל, we're going to say it because it's the day before another holiday. Obviously it's more strict the day itself. If you mevatel the day itself, certainly we're not going to say a tani because it's the day before Yom Nikanor, and therefore the Gemara proves that Yom Torainos indeed was mevutal, and therefore the case of Megillah was where the people of the 14th Purim was on a Wednesday, they read Megillah on a Monday, which is the 12th, and therefore on that day it's mutar behespet v'tanit. But really Rabbi Yochanan holds as well, like Rabbi Yohanan, like Rabbi Yosef, that when it comes to days of that's asur to fast, the day before as well as the day after is going to be asur. Comes the Gemara, continues and says, "Mai Nikanor umai Torainos." What are these two holidays? Yom Nikanor and Yom Torainos. What happened on these days? Netanya Nikanor. Nikanor was a Greek. Ehad me'aperche Yevanim aya. He was one of the dukes of the Greeks in the times of the Hashmonaim, in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash. Ubchol yom vayom haya manif yado al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Every day he would wave his hands over Yehuda and Yerushalayim ve'omer, ematai tipol biyadi ve'ermesena. Wait, the day will come and these cities will fall in my hand, I will be able to trample them. Ukshegavra malchut bet Hashmonai v'nitzchum. The family and the malchut of the Hashmonaim, they were victorious over them. That was on the 13th of Adar. And what did they do to him? Ketzatzu behonot yadav v'raglav. They cut off his thumbs of his hands and his legs. Because the one that said he pointed to Yerushalayim, so they cut his thumbs to punish his hands. And the one that said he's going to trample Yerushalayim, so they punished him by cutting off his big toe. Utla'um b'sha'ari Yerushalayim. And they hung them in the gates of Yerushalayim ve'amru. And they said, the mouth that spoke in arrogance, and the hands that waved over Yerushalayim, we will take revenge over them. Comes the Gemara and says that. So that was the day of Nikanor. My Torainos, what's the holiday of Torainos? Amru, kishbikesh Torainos darog et Lulainos upapos achid belutkia. When the Rasha Torainos wanted to kill the two tzaddikim, Lulainos and Papos, from the city of Lutkia, which is the city of Lod, because they made a gezerah that was an gezerah on all the Jewish people, because they found the princess of the king that was murdered, and therefore they suspected the Jewish people for killing her, even though they didn't, and therefore they were going to put a gezerah against all the Jewish people. So these brothers stood up and they accepted responsibility as if they did it, even though they didn't do it. They just did it in order to save Klal Yisrael from the gezerah. So the king killed them. Amar lahem. So Turaino said, if you come from the nation of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Yavo Elohechem v'yasil etchem miyadi. Let your God come and save you from my hands. Just like God saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, and God saved them from the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Amru lo, so they answered back. First of all, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, tzaddikim gemurim ayu. They were perfect tzaddikim. Ud'uyim ayu la'asot them this, and they were worthy for a miracle to take place to them. And Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Hagun haya, and Nebuchadnezzar was considered a Melech Hagun, which is a proper king, which means he had a claim that might have been legitimate against Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, because they did not bow down. Amru lo Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, gemurim ayu rima ayu lasot emnes unvachad nesal melech hagun haya v'ra'uy lasot nes al yado, and it was worthy for a miracle to happen through him. V'oto rasha, but you too, rainos hidyotu, you're a simple, you're a commoner. Ve'enu ra'uy lasot nes al yado, it's not worthy to do a God to do a miracle through you. Ve'anu nitchayavnu kelaya lemakom, we are guilty, we are punished because of the avonot that Am Yisrael has done, and therefore we are guilty of mitat bet din, and we are not ra'uy for this. Ve'im en ata horgenu, and if you don't kill us, harbe horgim yesh lemakom, God has many messages to kill us. Ve'arbe dubin ve'arayot yesh lemakom be'olamo shepogim banu v'horgim otanu, God has many dubim, bears and lions in the world that can come and kill us. Ela lo masanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yadeka, God delivered us into your hands for this lie. Ela she'atid lipara damenu b'yadeka, because he wants to avenge our blood from you. And therefore he wants to kill you. Afal pichen haragan miyad, even though they gave him this strong warning, he killed them immediately. Amru lo zazu misham, they did not leave from that event. Ad shebaw diupli miromi, the Roman generals came from Rome, upatzo et moho bigazlin, and they broke the head of Torainos with wood. So you see, it did come true. However, the Hakamim did make this gezerah, Yom Torainos, that it was Yom Ta'ani. So that was the day of Torainos. And the Gemara concludes, En gozin ta'anit al-sibur b'treila b'chamishi. And it says, En gozin ta'anit b'rashi chodashim. So we said, we do not make a gezerah ta'anit anosh chodesh, Hanukkah, and Purim. And we said, however, if they started a series of fasts, so then we are not mafsik. That was the words of the Rabban Gamliel in our Mishnah. Please, if they started a series of fasts, and Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah came in, or Purim came in those days, we fast. Rabbi Meir came along and said that even though Rabban Gamliel said, you fast on those days, he is more dead that you are not mashlim, you do not complete the fast. So the Gemara explains, which means, what is considered starting a series of fasts that you're telling me that you are not mafsik? Which means, so long as you started three fasts, meaning Sheni, Hamishi, and Sheni, you started 3 days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, then already you're not mafsik. Even if, let's say, Purim or Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah falls in the subsequent fast. Levaseh Amar Ahat, which means even if you started one fast, Monday, and then in that series you have one of these holidays, you do not have to fast. Comes the Gemara and concludes, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Devrei Rabbi Meir, Shamar Mishum Rabban Gamliel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir that said in the name of Rabban Gamliel, that what? That you are not mafsik on these fasts, which is you fast on Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah or Purim if it falls out in the series of fasts. But Hachamim Omrim, and the Bangim said, what? You're not mashlim, meaning you do not finish the fast on Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah or Purim, because since it is a holiday, you do fast because you accepted the Ta'aniyot, but you do not finish. However, Aval Hachamim Omrim, Mit'aneu Mashlim. But Hachamim say, no, you indeed fast and you mashlim the fast. That Asmo Zutam Shred Ravuna, Halacham, if they were gozer ta'anit on Rosh Chodesh, indeed they would be mit'aneh and they would be mashlim, specifically on Rosh Chodesh. However, it should be noted that on Hanukkah Purim, even they are modeh that you would not be mashlim the ta'anit. That's the opinion of the Tosafot. So again, let's just review the last machloket that we learned over here. We just said what? En gozin ta'anit al sibur b'tchila b'chamishi. So we had a machloket what's considered tchila when it comes to gozim etanit on Rosh Chodesh. So one rabbi said the tehillah is, that was Avaha, he said three fasts, and Rabbi Yosef said even one fast, then already you go through Rosh Chodesh. Then we had another machloket, are you mashlim or not? So Rabban Gamliel wanted to say what? Rabbi Yehuda wanted to say in the name of Rabbi Meir, that said in the name of Rabban Gamliel, that what? You do not mashlim. However, Hakamim said, mit'aneh u'mashlim, and that was the opinion of Mozutra, the name of Rav Huna, that you are mit'aneh u'mashlim. Hadran alach said, ta'aniyot ketzad.